Hello.
Thank you for joining.
My name is Greg Wood, and this is Unmasking the Ego, Episode 3. The first two episodes, I discuss a lot about my own personal life and my struggles with narcissism, what narcissism is, and, you know, some of the things that I've done and how I've endured and grown from it. Most of these episodes will be really focused on how do you improve? How do you grow? How do you learn? How do you address and live with narcissism? So, before we get started, I want to just readdress what narcissism is. Like many disabilities, or disorders, or whatever you want to call it, there's a spectrum. Not everyone's a fully blown out narcissist that is going to destroy every relationship and person that they come in contact with. That being said, there is a common ground of habits that narcissists have that can potentially harm their ability to grow as a human being, to become an adult, to have healthier relationships, how to improve in their job and career path, and overall live happy lives. Most narcissists are very lonely because the fundamental habits they have is to protect their inner identity from others to being seen. There are two strong types of narcissist. One is someone who idolizes himself and to a blind point sees himself in such an amazing light and wants others to see that they obsess over it. And they do this in a manner that can be very destructive and deceitful, hiding factual information about themselves or harming, manipulating, or exploiting others to ensure that they feel that they are the best and to keep that feeling going on forever. But by doing so, they have many vulnerabilities and will react in an emotional manner to protect themselves. The other common narcissist is the self-loathing victim narcissist whom believes that they are worthless and depend and crave others to pity them and are also incredibly vulnerable and live their lives trying to get validation through everyone in the world but themselves. Both very similar to each other, but some slight differences. The primary habit is how they react to external feedback. For example, if someone criticizes them, their typical reaction is either going to be retaliation, deflection, or ignorance. So, like any habit, habits become harder and harder to break the older you get. It becomes a routine. And with narcissists, we have it rough trying to get rid of them all. For example, you know, I'm coaching soccer. I love to help others. I love to be involved and do things. But a lot of the times, I find myself doing things for the wrong intentions. It's for my son, right? It's for the kids. Have a good time. It's not for my ego. It's not to win every game. It's not for the parents to fawn over me and say how amazing I am as a coach. It's really about, did the kids have a good time? Did they learn? Do they want to play again next year? That's a fundamental. And so I constantly have to give myself reality checks of, am I doing this for the right reasons? And if I'm not, I need to readjust my plan and how I manage it. This year with coaching, since I haven't done it for a while because of my narcissistic tendencies, I've been taking a step back and just letting things go. I mean, I know I might not be the best coach in the world, but I'm there and I'm doing my best and I'm not allowing my ego to dictate results. Another good example of a tendency I had to deal with recently is TikTok. That is probably the most addictive social media outlet I've seen. I've used a lot of them, and I avoid them because of my narcissistic tendencies. Social media is like the gateway drug into obsessing over people liking you, because it's so easy to post something and get people to like you and comment on any replies and so on and so forth, where you're just really looking for that validation and it's so cheap and easy to get. I found myself. I like to post some videos and some just basic tips on life, and I found myself scrolling and it's really good at determining what you need. Like, if you look at a certain video for a certain length, it will try to feed you more videos like that. You don't have to like anything. It knows what you want over a short period of time and will keep dumping that so you keep looking, you keep scrolling and flipping through TikTok. It is a very addictive thing and very bad for you. So I had to remove it. And what I'll do is probably install it when I want to post things and then or upload it from my computer. But that, for a narcissist, is a very dangerous thing that I have to avoid. So recognizing things like will put you into a bad state is critical. I mean, social media drain hours upon hours of my life away that I could have been focusing on my family or self-improvement. And I can't let myself fall back into that path again. It's very tempting. That being said, today I really want to review one of the things that I've focused on a lot that has shown me instant results. And that's waking up earlier and having a routine. So anyone who wants to change, whether they're a narcissist or whatever, it comes with a price. You can't just change magically. Like, you have to work at it. And what I've learned is that your mind is the most powerful tool to make change. And like any tool, like any car, like anything else, you have to prepare. And the way that I prepare is I wake up between 5 to 5:20 every day. And I do a stretch out while listening to some affirmations. I like stoic ones where I get to, you know, listen to really great words of advice and ways to live in a more stoic way, which can be very counterintuitive to a narcissist, but that's what I love about it, and I eat it up. Of like, this is the kind of person I need to be. I'll have positive, like, focus affirmations and while I'm stretching out and I do a good workout. After that, I will spend some time to meditate and just reflect on myself, my situation, what my goals are, what tasks I have at hand, how I'm going to handle those tasks, kind of visualize my completion of each task in a positive manner of I'm going to do this, I'm going to respond that way, I'm going to really seize the moment and be successful today. For example, I envision myself speaking as I am right now and delivering really great advice to help others. And through this meditation and visualization of the future, I feel at ease. I feel calm. My anxiety goes away. And I focus on the key points. I am who I am. I am vulnerable. I am open to change. I am open to criticism. And I welcome anything that will help me improve and be a better person. Just repeating that. This morning routine has been the greatest part of my success of overcoming some really bad habits that harm my family. And I keep doing it every single day because it's a healthy habit and it will replace the bad habits. So that's something I really suggest everyone to try out. While you might not be able to wake up as early as I, try to set your alarm maybe 30 minutes earlier, 40 minutes earlier, and give yourself some time to really take control of what am I going to do today? What are my goals? What am I going to accomplish? And how am I going to overcome these obstacles? That's a critical thing to do. And you will see results. You will definitely feel a difference over a short period of time. Working out, also highly suggest. It really helps you get out of your anxiety, out of your... some people call it the... like you sweat out your negativity. And I have to agree that there is some level of truthness to it. It might not be scientific, but working yourself out, getting that negative energy out, shaking it off is a great start. The last thing that I want to talk about today is really important is journaling. And I'll mention it multiple times throughout my podcast is when you hold yourself accountable, narcissists sometimes, well, they forget. They go, oh, yeah, I did do that wrong before. But when you document it, it helps stay in your memory. So making notes of the things you did right and the things you did wrong It's really important for you to memorize and burn that in the back of your head of things that you could do better in the future, and reflect on it. A lot of the times when narcissists have their habitual responses, for example, I have a habit sometimes where I will respond with excuses, because I mean, we all make mistakes, right? And I've been putting a lot of work in improving myself, especially early on. I was really vulnerable because I'm doing everything I can to be the best husband in the world. And whenever I faced conflict, I would say, but I'm working so hard, or I'm really doing everything I can. And, you know, I make mistakes. It's okay. Like, I'm going to keep improving. What's the big deal? And when I say those things, I mean it like I really do want to do better. But in reality, all that is just blowing smoke. I wasn't ready to take ownership. I was too scared of a negative view of my ego once again. It was a total attempt to shield myself of saying, hey, I'm a good guy. I'm not a bad guy anymore. Don't look at me, that deep down me. I'm fine. But what I'm really, really doing, it's not right. You know, the way I should have handled it was full accountability of, yep, you got me. That was wrong. I'm sorry. That's it. That simple. And yeah, even today, I catch myself sometimes making those mistakes. I think we all, as humans, have some level of spectrum of disorders, I guess. It's just so easy for us to label people of, oh, you're a narcissist, or you're bipolar, you're depressed, and you're schizo, whatever. Like, we all want to have labels because the unknown is scary, and if we label everything, it makes it better. But the problem is, the only label that really is accurate is we're human. And when you're human, you make mistakes, and you make poor decisions, and you create habits. And that's the truth of it. That's really what it's all about, is the habits that you make, whether it's negative or self-inflicting, depressing, or positive and deflective in that respect. Like, you all have habits. Every single one of you listening, myself, my family, every human being, we have bad habits, and those habits can cause pain and harm to yourself and others. Recognizing those and changing those are the only way you can become better. And unfortunately, news for you, you'll never be perfect. Once you get rid of one bad habit, you'll move on to the next, and you'll do that for the rest of time. But hey, I'm rooting for you.